Blog Talk Radio. All right, guys. Had a little malfunction here tonight. Welcome to the West Texas Pitmaster Barbecue Show on Sunday nights. Sponsored by Barbecue Superstar, Daryl Mass. Looks like we've got everybody calling in already. So we're going to go ahead and start keying people in. We're going to get this started. We're going to have a big night. We're going to have a lot of FBA teams on, and we're going to have another Barbecue Superstar host in. I think, matter of fact, she may be already in. So we'll just go ahead and get this thing started. So everybody hold on just a minute, and we'll start getting everybody in. 352-489, you're live.
Hi there, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, how are you?
Good, good. It's Lori.
That's what I saw. We got Lori Grazi in the house, and I think we got Mark Bateman also. Let me see him in here. So I'm just going to tell you what else is going to happen tonight. I know a lot of them have confirmed. 575-390, you're live.
Hello, Lance. Lori, how are y'all this evening?
Hey.
Good. We're good. So how are you?
I'm good. You get dried up?
Yeah, I got dried up pretty good. Got home and still lacked a little bit of cleaning up to do. And get ready for the short turnaround this week. Head back your way.
Well, that'd be good. We're looking forward to having everybody. I was thinking that, I can't remember if it was Jim or Rub last week, told him I'd ordered 80-degree weather for the Black Goat Barbecue. And I'm proud to announce that it looks like the forecast, I think Saturday the high is supposed to be 82. So, if that all works out, if the weather forecasters are right, I may end up with a star on my forehead.
I was going to say, I've seen some 70s today on the forecast, 70s and even a slight chance of rain. So we'll see how it goes.
We got a slight chance on Friday, not near as big a chance on Saturday. So
looks like
Saturday, 82 degrees. I'd advise everybody that's coming from the east that's not used to our climate out here to bring them a light jacket, because when that sun goes down, it's a little cool.
Oh. Which means it's darn cold for us.
Well, it's not Miss Lori, it's not darn cold, but I mean, and like yourself, where you're just entered in a steak, it won't be. You may not even need a light jacket, but them boys that are out there messing with their fires and stuff, you know, between 3 o'clock in the morning and daylight, that's when that jacket will come into play.
There you go.
Okay, we've got another one in. Let's see who we got here. All these new numbers, I don't recognize them. 352-302, you're live.
This is Steve Smith.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm good. So, well, it looks like you, I guess Mark and you have talked, and I think you're lined up too now. I think you have an assassin to cook on.
Oh, well, that'll be a good deal. I was working on trying to borrow one, so that should make it interesting.
Yo. That'll
make it less interesting.
Well, we got you covered on an assassin. Good cook out of Big Springs had one, and he's going to bring it with him and loan it to you. We got you a pop-up tent, all that kind of stuff. And like me and you've talked, kind of got you lined out a place to sleep at night, and so. I think we got Blazing Sevens ready to go.
That sounds real good. I appreciate that. My buddy Jim is sending out an extra drum smoker for me to cook on as well. So sounds like everything's a drum smoker, an extra Cambro, and some extra tables. So good to have friends in the barbecue world.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, it was like Lance and I was talking this weekend, you know, who knows, we may end up out there in Florida and need to buy some, borrow some equipment as well. So, you know, that's what the barbecue circuit's like, you know. Yeah, we compete like all get out on Friday night and Saturday, but helping each other in order to compete is kind of the barbecue way.
Absolutely.
That's it.
I got
to see
it firsthand this weekend. We were in South Haven, Mississippi at the Sam's Club Regionals, and our friend Rob Bagby was there, and I got to watch him work underneath the tent on borrowed equipment and deal with the elements and all that kind of fun stuff as well. So.
Well, you know, elements are really nice in New Mexico. You'll either freeze to death or burn up, one of the two. So.
Yeah, right.
So.
Cool,
okay,
yeah,
guys,
look forward to it.
Yes. All right, well, I guess everybody else is finally in here. I don't know, there's four more. So let me cue everybody in, and we'll get it going. Hold on a second.
Okay.
863-206, you're live. Who do we have?
Hey, how's it going? This is Rub.
Hey, Rub, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Is this Lance?
I'm good. Yes, sir. That is correct.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Well, hey, Rub, how's it going?
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
How was your ride back?
What are you talking about? I'm still riding. I think we're just now hitting the Florida line.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear about that. But I
yeah,
appreciate you guys hauling some stuff for me.
Oh, no problem. That's what slowed us down.
I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm asking for everybody to show up this week. We have a nice little Eastern to Western competition here. This is going to be an interesting time. So, I mean, my first time to the FDA. And it'll be y'all first time to come over to West Texas, Eastern New Mexico, I guess.
Oh, definitely for me.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Rob, I got you a couple of license plates secured. Of course, both of them are in New Mexico. We got two different styles over here. We've got a yellow one, and then we kind of got a turquoise one, and I've secured you one of each, so you can put them in your suitcase when you head back to the house, and you can add that to the Swamp Boys rig, and Ben, this is your first time out this way.
That sounds great. I appreciate it. Is that Mark?
Well, it ain't no problem, my friend. I responded to your email. I think I've all but got you covered on what you are going to need to cook with. So you might look at that list there when we get done on the radio this evening. And if you think of anything else, just add that to your list, and we'll try to secure that for you.
That's awesome, man. I did see it just before I got before I made the phone call. I tell you, without help from people like you and the guys I had helping me this past weekend, I just wouldn't be able to do this. Just flat out couldn't do it. So I really appreciate the heck out of it. It's fun to travel to other places and compete and meet new people. That's part of the thing I like the most about it.
Well, we're real tickled to have you, and I know a lot of these West Texas boys that cook are looking forward to competing against you, and also getting to shake hands and swap stories. And I think we're going to have a real unique contest. I know we got a real neat closing ceremony planned for you boys as we get ready to hand out that black gold. I think it'll be interesting, you know. A lot of the cooks out here have either read or heard about you fellas, and we've got quite a few of the good West Texas cooks that are entered and do real well in the IBCA sanctioning body, and they're looking forward to matching their talents against you fellas from the East, and and you know, just seeing how we stack up out here. And I say we, you know, I cook, but you know, and quite frankly, I'd rather be cooking than running one of these things. I thought that before I started this, and I dang sure know it now. But like I say, I think we're going to have a real unique contest, and it'll be something that I hope y'all gain some knowledge from this part of the world, and we're looking forward. You know, I know the guys are looking forward to competing against y'all and gaining knowledge, you know, barbecue knowledge from y'all as well. So I think we're going to have a real good event.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. I guarantee you, we've been knowing about the Texas and the West Texas and New Mexico guys for quite a while now, and reading about them and watching them win. And I'm hoping I can learn how to cook some brisket if I can talk to a few of them before the contest starts, and they can point me in the right direction. That would make it worth my trip right there if I could just learn how to cook a good brisket.
There you go. You know, and there'll be a bunch of these boys wanting to prod y'all's brains on that pork butt, you know, because out in this part of the world, they don't cook a lot of pork butt. And y'all will be swapping ideas, I reckon, both directions. And I think it'll be beneficial to barbecue, you know, potentially nationwide, you know, and we're doing some other key things. You know, got Lance and Lori. They signed up early, and we're going to have a special needs barbecue there on Friday night. We got 12 special needs kids identified, and they're going to cook a hamburger with one of those special needs kids and turn it in. And we're going to try to get Daryl to really video that, and we're hoping that that'll spread, you know, nationwide, where we can, you know, be the first, if you will, special barbecue Olympics, if you will. That's what we're trying to do with that. So,
hey, that's great. I meant to talk to you about that and offer myself as a backup if you need any more help. I've been a school teacher working with special ed kids for 25 years. So
well,
I think that's really awesome.
You know,
that you're doing that.
Rob, I knew that you were a teacher. Okay, I didn't know it was in the special needs area, but I knew that you were a teacher. And quite frankly, you and I had not talked about it, but I had held a spot for you because you were a teacher. So I'm glad you stepped up and offered your services, because quite frankly, I was kind of counting on it since you'd been a teacher.
Hey Rob,
I'm
guess you'll finally get my I guess you'll finally get my burger recipe, then I'll help you out with that.
All right, good.
All right, we got a few more callers. Let me get them in real quick, and we'll keep going, guys. Good stuff. 863-678, you're live.
That's Jimmers.
How are you? Hello?
Hi, this is Sheila. I'm your FBA rep for this contest.
All right. Well, we got a bunch of the Florida people in there right now, and looking forward to it. So, it'll be our first, be my first FBA contest. So, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to meeting all y'all.
Well, I think you'll find we're a great group, and we're all excited to come out there and meet some new people, and you know, share our enthusiasm, because I know Mr. Bateman has enough enthusiasm for us all. We're real excited.
There you go.
Well,
yes,
Ms. Jones, I'm glad you could join us this evening. And like I say, we look forward to you folks coming. I told some of the others you might want to bring a light. I don't know who I talked to last week, but I told them we'd ordered in 80-degree weather when y'all came out. And looking at the forecast today, it's supposed to be in the mid-70s on Friday, and the high on Saturday is supposed to be 82. And what that means out here in the desert climate is when that sun goes down, you're going to want a light jacket.
Might be in the 50s.
Well, I think we'll be ready.
Nice.
I think we could use a little of that cool weather.
Yes, ma'am, I would think.
Okay, guys, hold on a second. Let me get these other two in here real quick. 863-585, you're live.
Hey, Lance, it's Jim Elster.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm pretty good, and you?
Oh, I'm good. Sitting here looking at a full board of Florida people. Yeah, I think y'all are going to really run the board tonight. This has had a really good turnout. I'm really happy to see everybody joining in. And like I said, looking forward to everybody coming out. I guess your stuff left this morning.
Part of my team left this morning at about 6 o'clock this morning, and they're heading that way.
All right.
We're real excited about this contest. Very excited.
Well, I'm glad. It's going to be a good meet you. And, you know, let's help all you Florida people kind of take it easy on us out here, you know.
That's what I was listening to Rob, and, you know, I think the only thing I'm going to change up this weekend is I need to talk to some Texas brisket cooks, because I don't know if our FBA brisket's going to do it out there in New Mexico. So I'm gonna have to ride on Rub's coattails to gain some knowledge there.
Well, I'll say we might be able to do some swapping around a little bit here, you know.
But I'll give a few pork secrets up.
All right.
For some brisket.
There you go. Well, I bet we can work on that then.
Well,
so,
Jim,
you know, go ahead, Mark.
Jim Mark Bateman here.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
It's going great, buddy. I can't begin to tell you how proud we are that you chose to come out to our contest. The FBA Team of the Year in points and the product lines that you have, kind of like, you know, Rub has product lines, and y'all are both teaching classes, and we're just excited that you chose us, as a contest to come represent, FBA, and we're just excited to have you. And I know there's some West Texas cooks out here that are looking forward to meeting you and swapping ideas. We've got some boys coming that are entered, one of them is Gene Pruitt. He's qualified for the Jack Daniels, and he did draw out, and so, you know, he's going to be in the contest, and, he's an excellent brisket cook. He'd be one that you boys might want to visit. And y'all don't be surprised now if some of these Texas team is prodding y'all about them pork shoulders or pork breasts. You know, they don't cook a lot of pork out in this part of the world. So I think that, you know, y'all being a little concerned about your brisket, I wouldn't be too concerned about it. As far as the overall goes, you know, if they spank y'all in brisket and y'all spank him in pork, then it's going to come down to chicken.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I can't wait to get out there on Thursday.
Well, we're excited to have you. I can say if there's anything else we can do to make your stay enjoyable, that's what we're about doing.
All right, appreciate it, Mark.
Yes, sir.
All right, we got one more. Let's log in. I think I know who this is. Maybe. 904-673, you're live.
Hey, Lance, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, how are you?
Pretty good.
Well, man, are you going to come out here too?
Oh, hell no, dude. I'm going to be working this week.
Oh, man. I thought maybe we structured you in coming out.
I had Junior trying to talk me into flying out there to cook with him, but being from Jacksonville and whatnot, I thought it'd be a conflict of interest to help a Texas team against some Florida cooks. So,
I could sign off on that. And I had to talk to Junior about that kind of stuff, that dog. See what he's been up to. Well, like I said, I'm excited to see, to have a contest so far from, where you guys all live, and to get this many people out here representing it, the FDA is unbelievable. I mean, it's a long haul, it's very expensive, and it's just amazing that, all of you guys are coming out to cook. We're going to have a good time, and maybe all of us will get a little bit of that black gold money, I'm excited about it, and I'm excited about getting to cook in the kids' queue on a Friday night, and so it sounds like competition's starting to get pretty stiff, though. But I think it'll be good. I think it's great for the kids and stuff like that. It's like a lot of people know around here, we're very big into the kids' queue stuff with my daughter and stuff. And so that was when Mark talked to me about it, I thought, man, it's a great idea and great to be, part of, glad to be part of it. So it'll be fun. I guess everybody else is pretty much flying out. Is that correct?
Swamp Boys is flying in.
I'm definitely
coming out, Rob.
I won't get there till late Thursday. I got to work a full day Thursday, and then I'm gonna skip school Friday.
Don't you hate when that gets in the way?
Well, that's kind of like us. I think we'll probably be there about midday Friday ourselves. And then I know that, we've also got Daryl Mass coming out. So he's going to be doing some of the Barbecue Superstar stuff and BSPM end of it. I know, Rubba, you got to do some of that this year with him down there in Florida. So then we have Lori, and that's going to be quite a deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
this time around, we're actually able to go to campsites in between, and we can. I've already talked to Jim and said, just give me the sign across the neck if you don't want the cut across the neck if you can't be visited. But we can actually go out and visit with the teens between turn-ins when you guys are down for a few seconds.
That's great. That's
going to be good.
So I'll be over visiting you too, Rob.
All right. I look forward to it.
But Rob,
you got to bring some of your moonshine with you?
I was going to. I have a feeling I just need to stop and buy some because I don't think they're going to let me on the airplane with that.
Well, there's only one way to find out for sure. You're allowed, so many ounces. Carry on.
Yeah, they're not taking it. They'd have to pry it from my cold, dead hands. That wouldn't be good.
I'll be seeing it on the news.
Yeah. Gloria. That would be good.
Barbecue took arrested in the International Airport, Florida, for trying to smuggle moonshine across.
Probably wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be kind of a good one there. So it'd be kind of an interesting deal. Of course, nowadays that'd probably be some kind of a domestic, bomb or something like that. It's probably what they'd call it, and really detain you.
I don't want any part of that.
Chicken.
Yeah. No desire, man.
All right.
I don't
See
think
that.
I would look good.
Well, Rob, you can always bring someone with the plane with you.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'll probably have some. I got we got ways of hiding it.
Oh.
I don't think orange is the color for either one of you.
Exactly.
As long as it's gator orange, it works.
Well, y'all don't get in trouble on the plane. I happen to know a young man that carries a little of the apple flavored in his cook trailer. I've seen evidence of it this weekend.
Yeah, you know, right. I think we still got a little bit. I don't think we wiped it all out. I can't say a lot about it, but I just happen to have a brother-in-law. He was in the Navy for many years. He was a submariner, and he's a nuclear engineer. And so he's very precise about this stuff, and he's got quite the little brewing setup going on and some of this stuff. And, you know, he takes care of me quite a bit. And so
that's cool.
We've got a little bit still. I may have to talk to him this week and see if he's got any more brewed up and see where he's at. So, because, yeah, so it did. It popped out Friday night and partaken of. So, you know, we had a contest here this last weekend, an IPCA contest, and it was a nice cold, rainy weekend, all weekend, and you would thought we were in Florida or something like that, as much, you know, as it rained and drizzled, and I remember the old days when, you know, it started out under a canopy and all your stuff, and you lived outside, man, it sure was miserable, and I sure felt bad for some of the people who were like that still. You know, I graduated to Toronto this year, and it was really nice to be sitting under the porch watching the smoker and not getting wet, and not having wet feet, and it was a great time. So
I tell you, I flew out to Mississippi this weekend and cooked under a tent for the first time in 10 years. Man, I don't ever want to do that again. It really makes you appreciate your trailer, and I got a newfound respect for those tent commandos out there. There ought to really be a second classification, because they got it a lot harder than us folks who are fortunate to have a trailer.
Yes, sir.
Are you cooking under a tent this weekend, Rob?
No, thank goodness Mark has got me hooked up with his awesome trailer, and
damn,
I'll be more in my element.
Hey, well, cool. you know about this trailer, don't you? You've heard about this thing, haven't you?
Well, tell me.
Well, you know, it's not quite
your SEC colors there, Rob.
I did see that, and I'm just going to, I don't know, I'm going to have to think up something to make it so I can stay in that trailer. But.
You know what? Go ahead and pack your Florida Gator banner. It'll be all right. As long as it ain't an Auburn banner, we're all good.
Okay. Well, that helps a lot.
We'll have to get some pictures of that, you know. That way we've got, you know, Roll Tide and New Tiger fans out there all coming together there, you know.
Let's see if we can't make something happen. It's going to be a fun weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We got some neat stuff planned for you fellas. Quite honestly, we got a little West Texas country music going to be played live on Friday night. We got a couple of different groups going to play, and like I say, we got this special queue going on Friday night. I'll probably let Ms. Jones talk about it, but we're going to have judging classes going on Thursday night, and then we're going to have another round of judging classes going on Friday night. Ms. Jones, you want to talk about those some?
Well, I know we're going to try to, you know, give some kind of standardized, kind of a little bit of a training so they have kind of an understanding of how we score. So to kind of keep everybody on the same page. So I know Thursday night we'll start with one group, and the ones that can't make it Thursday night, we'll meet with them on Friday night and have another one. Any cook teams that are out there that want to join in on us with us, we'll, you know, kind of go over it and remind them we're an all-meat contest, no pretty greenery or anything like that in our boxes. And then, of course, Saturday morning we'll kind of have a little mini review just so everybody's, you know, comfortable. But we're looking forward to taking that time to train them as judges, because I know that just they kind of get excited about it and the thoughts of getting to taste all this wonderful barbecue we're going to have. So I think it's going to be a great thing. We're going to really enjoy it.
I might come take that judging class so I can tell what you guys are looking for, because some people have a hard time figuring it out.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Rob. We might want to sit in that one.
Yeah, I'll be down for the I'll be in the Friday one.
Hey, Tim and Rob, why don't we cook for the judges?
What's that?
I said, why don't we cook for the judges?
Boys been asking about, well, Mark, why did you choose FBA and I thought it was important to get a scorecard at the end of the contest, which is something we're not used to in IBCA. And, you know, we picked FBA, you know, because to me they provide a scorecard, but then they also don't have greens in the box, and they got the one-hour turn-in times, which no greens in the box and the one-hour turn-in times. These boys out in West Texas are used to that. You know, and FBA fit what I thought would be a true contest out here. Now, the beautiful thing about it is, yeah, we're playing by Florida rules out here, and this is kind of what I explained to some of them West Texas boys this weekend. We're playing by the Florida rules, okay, but, okay, the vast majority of your judges are going to have West Texas / New Mexico taste.
Okay, that's what, even though
we're playing by the Florida rules, okay, the contest is still balanced, if you will, because, you know, the taste profile out here is probably a little different than it is in Florida, or I suspect that it is.
Yeah, so we should leave our brown sugar at home.
Well, no, you can bring it. You can bring it. You may, you know,
mine's already on the way.
There you go. You're more welcome to bring it. Okay, I just don't. You know, I don't. I think it will be interesting at the end. I think we could all sit around and we can sit around at the end of it and look at the scorecards and learn something from each other. Or, you know, I don't know how it'll turn out. I mean, I think it's as fair a balanced a way of running a East versus West type competition. Okay, and I'd like to tell you I was smart enough to dream all that up, but that'd be a stinking lie, okay? I'm not that brilliant. Okay, y'all get around me, you know, in person, you'll go, God, how did this guy even dream up a contest like this, as dumb as he is? Okay, but I think at the end of it, okay, I think we can all sit around and we'll be amazed, okay, at the results. Because like I say, I'm interested to see, you know, how you boys from the East compete out here, okay, but then these West Texas cooks are just as nervous, okay, as I'll get out about the FBA rules, you know. I mean, this chicken thing has them scratching their head, because there's really not but two or three KCBS contests remotely close to us, and they're used to cooking half chickens. So, you know, they're scratching their head about the chicken category, okay, and, you know, well, would you turn in all thighs, or would you turn in some drums and some thighs? And I said, you know, the way I've been told is turn in all the same, you know.
I like to do is turn in a combination of chicken feet and chicken lips, and that's been hitting pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my own with me.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful thing we've learned this evening. Okay, we've learned that cooks, helping cooks, is the same in both parts of the country.
Yeah. Willing to help out anybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, but Mark, I agree with you. I think it's going to be kind of an even playing field. You know, obviously it's the FBA rules, and, you know, us FBA guys know the rules and stuff, but, you know, when you go out there, the different flavor profiles and, you know, they're not used to cooking pork, and the chicken thing. So I think it's be a, you know, it's not like an advantage to either side.
No, I agree totally with you, and like I say, I think it'll be fascinating at the end. And I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a forewarning. you know. About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, probably about the time you get your steak turned in, if you entered in the steak cook-off, we're gonna have a black Hummer limo show up with the United States Honor Marine Corps inside with the cash in money bags, okay, to begin the start of the closing ceremony.
Man,
like I say,
not seen that before. That'll be cool.
Well, I'm going to be real honest with you, fellas. Y'all are making an effort coming all halfway across the country to enter our event. And the people here in Hobbs, myself and the rest of the committee, we're going to do everything we can that when y'all drive off or fly off, you go, you know what, that place ain't much to look at. But, man, those folks really, really tried to make our stay enjoyable. Because that's what our community is, fellas. It's oil field working folks, hard working folks. Like I say, they live here because they can make a living. They don't live here because of the hunting and the fishing and the trees, okay? They live here because they can make a living, and they're pumped up excited that, you know, y'all are coming from as far away as you are, okay, to our little part of the world. Like I said, we're trying to roll the red carpet out for you fellas. Go ahead, Lance.
Well, Florida and eastern New Mexico is not much different. I mean, you just take the water and the trees away, and it's pretty much the same, hot and flat.
Well, that part is right, okay, but my old daddy moved out here from Florida, okay. And when he got to that state line that's out there and says, welcome to the land of enchantment, I'll never forget, he always told me, he said, when I seen that sign, son, the first thing I thought is, some folks ain't traveled very far if they think this place is enchanting. So,
I agree with that.
We do have a lot in common with Florida. In Florida, in another way we have in common with the state of Florida is we do have a lot of sunshine.
I thought you were going to say you had gators out there.
No, we ain't got no gators. We ain't got no gators.
You have to go to Colorado for the gators, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's a place we go up on vacation every year up in southern Colorado, and you go across a pretty good pass, mountain pass, over and across, and all of a sudden you're back out in the desert, and you know, high mountain desert, and out in the middle of nowhere you'll see this sign, and I forget what exactly it says, but it is a gator farm out in the middle of southern Colorado, and they truly have. I guess it started out as some kind of rescue deal. You know, people get little pet gators and stuff like that. You know, they get too big to handle. And so they built this farm, and it's a huge thing out there now. They got gators and, you know, all kinds of reptiles and stuff. So, you know, that's about the best we can do in this part of the world for, you know, to bring the gators back to you guys. But,
well, it's not quite the same, but we'll take it.
You know, we do have rattlesnakes, and, you know, that's not the worst thing to worry about around this part of the country. You know, ranchers and guns.
Well,
we just won't wander off too much.
Yeah. Also, too, guys, we've got we're also going to be giving away unique trophies. I'm not going to describe them to you, but I'll let you know they're $1,000 a piece, and we're giving away 50 of them.
Wow!
Great.
Oh, wow! That's amazing.
Yeah, and what's even more amazing, fellas? 100% donated.
Wow.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We got a few more in. I'm not sure. I'm saying numbers now. I know one's a Texas member. Then I don't know who the rest of these people are. You know, Florida seems to have a lot of different area codes, apparently. So let me see who this is. 239-340, you're live. Who do we have?
Dana.
This is Dana with Big Papa's Country Kitchen. What's up, Dana?
How are you, man?
Hey, Dana.
Good.
Hey, Big Papa.
How is everybody?
Hello, Mr. Dana.
We're good.
Good deal. I'm glad you called in. So, you going to come out and see us?
Absolutely. I guess we're leaving Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning. Let's just get more and more.
And right there is right there is the second Jack Daniels cook in our little event. Dana drawed out for the Jack, and we're tickled to hear that. Like I say, that gives us two Jack Daniels representatives in Hobbs, New Mexico.
I'm looking forward to it.
And I'm still not sure that we won't see one more out of Texas over there, so we'll see how that goes.
But
I kind of think, guys, we might see Ronnie Wade show up over there. A lot of money, and he's got the time. We might just see him.
Good, good.
Mark, do you have room for more?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you still have room for more teams, and what's the team count right now?
Well, right now we're sitting right at that magical number of 50.
Okay.
That would make us a Jack qualifier for the next Jack, which is as a first-year contest, cross that 50 line. The way I understand it, you are a Jack qualifier, and I fully suspect we'll be somewhere between 65 and 100 teams. But, yes, we still have room. And quite frankly, the space that we have, I feel like we could probably hold 150 teams comfortably.
Isn't that cool?
Hmm. Yeah, I know. Yeah. More Florida teams. Now, let me ask you something. That's something that someone asked me that day, and I kind of figured it's probably like all the other type cookoffs and stuff. Do you have to be a member of FBA to compete in an FBA competition?
No.
Okay. So, apparently that was probably the case, but I've had some people ask me that, and I thought I would bring that up because, like I said, I have had some questions about that end of it. And what does it cost to become an FBA member?
I think it's $35.
It's $35 for a single and $60 for a family.
Okay. So it's pretty much like IBCA then, too. So that's about what we are out here.
The best part about joining the FBA is you get the National Barbecue News, and I've been writing articles in there for 8 years, haven't missed a issue, so it's worth joining just to read some good writing.
Yeah, well, no, you're true about that. I mean, Cal and them, they've got a pretty good deal out there. I mean, that's absolutely right. You know, we do that. We listen to Barbecue Times, and I think you're writing that one too, isn't that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a paper down here in Florida called Woods and Water that kind of features all hunting and fishing, and real cool magazine, been around for quite a while, and we've been writing for that for 8 years. They let us write about barbecue and advertise us, and it's a great little magazine down here.
Well, I was trying to get Audrey out here, but she hadn't committed the last I heard, so I don't know if we're going to get her out here or not. Tried to get her out to kind of come out and, you know, write and check it out, because she's been wanting to come out. We talk quite a bit because I advertise in the Barbecue Times a lot, and so she's been looking for a contest to come out, and I told her, I said, this is probably one of the best contests to come out, too. I said, it's kind of an interesting deal. FBA, you're in Eastern New Mexico, West Texas, and got a bunch of Florida teams, and that's what we know about. I mean, you know, there ain't no telling who's going to show up or what's going to show up. I know you'll have some teams out of New Mexico, Texas, but we're not, real far from Arizona. Or Colorado either, so I don't know if we'll see some of that come down and mix it up.
Lance,
yes, sir.
Lance, as it stands right now, Okay, we've got northern New Mexico and southern New Mexico represented. We've got West Texas, South Texas, Central Texas, and the Panhandle of Texas represented. We've got a team coming out of Oklahoma, and then we got the Florida boys. As it stands, signed up over the internet, confirmed that they're coming. Now, you know, I did not ever get anybody out of Arizona to say they were coming. At one time, we had a team out of California that was flirting with coming, and we had a team out of New Jersey talking about coming, but neither one of them have signed up.
Wow. Yeah, it might be like a little American Royal here. I guess we have to call this a little New Mexico Royal or something.
Well, you know, now folks, I've got to tell you this, okay? When most people ask, where are you from, we answer Hobbs, America. And the reason we answer that way, okay, New Mexico don't want us and Texas won't have us. We're 3 miles from the Texas border inside New Mexico in the southeast corner of the state. Albuquerque and them folks up there, they think a lot different than what we do. To give you an idea of how people down here are, okay, we're the largest producer of income for the state of New Mexico, and our school system is funded dead last. I mean, that's how much they think of us in the great state of New Mexico. So that's why we answer Hobbs, America.
But they used to have a good basketball team. I'll give them that. And the reason why I say that is because I'm originally from New Mexico too. A lot of people don't know that, but I'm a transplant for about 20 years in Texas. So I grew up not too far from Mark and them, up the road a little bit. And we loved to play football against them because them boys could not play ball. But now I did not like to play basketball against them because they could play basketball. So they're. Hey, we're always a big rivalry of where I come from, and always been a lot of fun.
There's one other state I forgot to mention, okay? There's a little fella up in Iowa that's coming. Y'all may have heard of him.
Imagine that!
y'all may have heard of this little fella. I'm not sure. Mo Casey. Yeah,
he's a cute little feller.
Well, you know, he's just a gentle little feller. You know, a gentle little feller. But yes, sir. Yes, folks, Big Mo is confirmed that he'll be here. And, Big Mo was a lot of trouble to get here in Hobbs. He called and he said, "Man, is there any way you can help me?" And I said, "Well, what kind of help you need, Mo?" And he said, "I need to borrow a folding table."
High maintenance.
High maintenance.
Yeah.
Like I say, real proud too that he's coming, and he brings a level of success with him, kind of like all you fine folks on tonight, and many of the West Texas cooks that are coming. A lot of these West Texas boys haven't. I've been on TV, and they hadn't done some of them things, but I think when y'all go to moving around and shaking hands with them, you'll see there's some there'll be some quality cooks here in Hobbs. We're probably not going to get to beat our chest that we're the Royale or the Jack, but I think you'll find that for the amount of teams that we have, I think it's going to be a very spirited, very high-level competition.
Hey, y'all get a kick out of
this.
My father-in-law in the last few years, if we ever take a road trip to go anywhere at the barbecue, he always wants to go with us. So we said, "Well, we're going to Hobbs, New Mexico. You want to go?" And he said, "Well, I can't go. I don't have a passport." And we said, Bobby, you don't need a passport to go to New Mexico. So he's in. He's going with us.
You know, that is such a funny thing. Because, you know, even when I was in school, I went to college in Arizona. And that everybody thought over there the same thing. They did not realize that New Mexico was part of the United States. And, you know, I got asked, we had running water and, you know, all that good kind of stuff. And I was like, where have you people been all your lives? Have y'all not read a history book or any of this kind of stuff, you know? Matter of fact, we have, you know, become a state the same year that Arizona became a state. So, you know, it's kind of funny. People still don't realize that New Mexico is part of the United States.
Well, that's one thing I can cross off my to-do list, going to find a passport. My week just got easier.
There you go. So, but, yeah, you know, New Mexico's pretty unique. So, it's a whole different world, whole different culture. And, you know, there's things that I love about it that, you know, I don't get over here in Texas, like good Mexican food. I'll stop in Texas for Mexican food. It's not true Mexican food as far as I'm concerned. Wait till you get across the border over there. And
I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you Florida folks that's coming. I'm going to get a good head count Friday night. This weekend in Hobbs also, they're having the St. Helena's Catholic Fair, which they have that every year to support their elementary school. And they sell dozens and dozens of homemade tamales. So what I am going to do is I'm going to get a good head count Friday night, especially for you folks from Florida, and I'll send somebody after, you know, several dozen homemade tamales, and y'all can eat some of them if you think you want to, and that'll give you a taste of New Mexico cuisine, if you will.
I love that.
Well,
sounds good.
Sounds like a good deal.
That is where we, you know, that's where I learned to cook pork, and pork butts was in New Mexico for tamales. I always used pork butts, and you know, always put them out on the grill and stuff and cooked them that way. And I used to make lots of tamales and stuff for Christmas and stuff. And that's, like I said, I mean, that was one of my first really, you know, kind of grilling type stuff was that type right there because, you know, you got to have some good pork in your tamales. So, but
I worked in El Paso for a while, and there was a restaurant there, I believe it was a chain, and it was a taco place, and their sign was predominantly red, and you would go up and order your flour tortilla or hard tortilla or whatever kind of meat you wanted, and they just had a huge salad bar of all the stuff you got to put on it. Do you have that restaurant in Hobbs? No, sir.
We got a bunch of Mexican food joints here, though, but as far as the chain with the red sign, no, sir. We got Taco Bell and Taco Villa, and then we got a bunch of them. Right? We got La Fiesta, and we've got Tijuana's, and Hobbs, New Mexico, boys, if Mexican food's your thing, you're in hog heaven because we got one on just about every corner.
But there's still a good, authentic New Mexico-style Mexican food. Is that correct?
Yes, there is.
Okay. It's not a Tex-Mex thing?
No. Of course, Hobbs is primarily Tex-Mex, but if you want to get real Mexican food here in town, yeah, there's ample places to do it. And, you know, of course, there's, you know, on a weekday here, there's probably six or eight burrito stands that open up Monday through Friday serving burritos and stuff like that, you know, trying to sell food to these boys headed out to the oil patch to work, you know, for them to carry for lunch or maybe even breakfast burritos or, you know, that kind of stuff. You have that going on all week long as well. So, yeah, there's plenty of Mexican food joints. Now, the only steakhouse we had tear it down because the foundation cracked, and so right now there ain't a steakhouse in town. You might get swamped during the steak cook-off because there ain't a good place to get a steak here right now.
Wow, that's interesting.
Does Hobbs have a signature beer, cold beer?
No.
Corona.
Corona. Yeah. No. No, you can get all that you want here. Just about any flavor you want to buy.
But after this weekend, it'll be a famous pink drink out there. There'll be plenty flowing out there, so they'll get their taste in pink drink. Dana, you're with me?
Yeah, I'm with you, brother.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, I've been reading about this pink drink deal on Facebook for quite some time. Okay,
yeah,
and
I've heard about the after effects of this deal.
Well, I don't know about the after effects, but I guarantee you, I am gonna have a taste of the pink.
Hopefully, New Mexico sells vodka. Because I packed some, but I didn't pack a lot.
Yeah, that's not a problem. You can get all that.
What kind of vodka you need?
Any good stuff. Smirnoff, anything will work.
Smirnoff, I may have some Grey Goose or something laying around. So
that'd work too.
Yeah.
Okay. You only need good vodka for the first couple of drinks, and after that, you can have cheap vodka.
then you break out the plastic bottle again, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Steve, are you still planning on riding out with Matt? Is that what your intentions are?
Well, actually, that was the intention till about 4 o'clock yesterday, which things got changed. Matt's not going to be able to make it out, but I'm working on provisions of either. I was checking last night on some flights into Midland that I can still get, or I might just jump in the car or truck Wednesday and drive out. So that's my plan right now.
Well, I can tell you this, brother. I can tell you this because I got that little cabin up in the panhandle of Florida there between Bonifay and Graceful. And it's two full days, young man, or it's one extremely long day.
Right.
It's about 22 hours.
I know it's a hike.
It's about 22-hour drive from the intersection of Bonifay I-10 to Hobbs, New Mexico.
Wow. Well, if I had my cooking partner with me, Sandy, she's also my driving partner. We made the trip when I was working in El Paso. I then went out to Vegas and worked in Vegas for a couple months. And she flew in, and I picked her up at the airport at like 8:30 at night. We stopped at Walmart, got some food for making sandwiches along the way, and we drove straight through 24 hours from Vegas back to Central Florida.
Right. Well, it, like I say, it's about 22 hours from Bonifay on I-10. Which Bonifay's probably an hour and a half from Pensacola on in the east there. So basically that's what you're looking at if you end up having to drive it. Now from you, I'm gonna give you folks from Florida that's flying in some directions if you got time to write them down.
Lay it on us.
Okay, when you leave at Midland Airport. Okay, unless you're going into Midland or you're going into Odessa, okay, to go to Sam's for whatever reason, if you're just leaving the airport and coming to Hobbs, here's the easiest way. When you're leaving that airport, you will turn right or north on 1788. You will stay on 1788 until you hit Highway 176. You will turn left or west on 176. You will stay on it through the town of Andrews, okay, until you get to New Mexico. When you cross that New Mexico line, you will see a uranium plant on your right, but you will end up at a stop sign that is actually Highway 18. You will turn right or north on Highway 18, and approximately 24 miles you're in Hobbs.
Great.
The events.
Somebody send that to me.
Those sound like dirt roads. Are any of these roads paved?
They're all paved. And until you get to the New Mexico line, they're 75 miles an hour.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Of course, we call paved out this way Khaleesi.
Now, I will tell you this, okay, this will be some useful information to you as well. Okay, of course, I think every one of you have my phone number, but besides the fact, okay, the event center is on Highway 18 north of Hobbs, okay? It's going to say 5101 North Lovington Highway, but Lovington Highway is Highway 18. Everybody good with those directions?
I'll have to be calling you back on that, Mark, because I'm still driving back from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm still in the vehicle.
That ain't no problem, buddy. It ain't no problem. You call me, text me, whatever you need to do, and or even when you get out of the airport, okay, if you say, hey, man, can you run through them directions again, I'll be glad to do
it.
Okay. When you folks flying in, you're basically an hour and 15 minutes from home.
I think Jim and Rob are flying into Lubbock.
I'll pull up a little bit.
Yeah, what's I'm that? Flying into Lubbock.
I think I'm flying into Midland.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at Midland.
I'm Midland.
Are you flying into Lubbock? Someone say Lubbock?
I'm flying into Lubbock. My brother's flying into Midland, heading up to Lubbock to pick me up, and he's flying in the early afternoon.
Well, I was gonna say, I'm 40 miles north of Lubbock, and I'll be headed south that way. When are you flying in?
I think I fly in at 6 o'clock Thursday night.
O'clock Thursday night. Well, we might need to talk because it might work out that you could just hook up with me because I generally get off about 5 and I'm kind of planning on being hooked up and ready to go. So I'll say
okay.
I drive right by the airport.
All right, well we'll talk in the next couple of days.
Okay. That's saving my couple hundred mile trip.
Rob, I'm going to get with you. I'll text you tomorrow or something about your flight plans coming in from Midland. We're on the same flight. Maybe we'll just catch a rental car together and work it out.
Is that you, Steve?
Ken.
Is that Steve
What's that?
Talking? Well, because I'm flying into Midland and I have a car on Wednesday. So if somebody's coming in Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't come until Thursday about 2.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I will, I'm not sure yet.
Well, Steve.
Well,
that's yeah. It. I mean, call me if you need to. I'm flying out of Tampa. I mean, if we
okay.
can, if you're going in at the same time, you're down the road, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Angela said that she's flying in to Midland Wednesday evening also, so. And that's the other. There's questions being asked about Cook's meeting. When is the Cook's meeting?
It's on Friday. The normal's on Friday night at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, but we're gonna. I would prefer we go to 9 o'clock on Friday, and the reason why is because we got a lot of guys that, you know, they work, you know, Friday up until 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they jump in their equipment and they head this way. So that would give everybody time to get here, get settled, and then attend the Cook's meeting at 9 o'clock.
We have a guy like that too in the FBA. And that is
yeah.
Well, the reason to me that 9 o'clock, okay, I think is a fair deal is because a lot of these IBCA cooks, these guys attend, they have their cooks meeting at like 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, okay?
Oh.
To me, I would rather have a cooks meeting on Friday as well. But out here, primarily, most folks go ahead and work Friday, and they don't roll into the campsite till 5, 6 o'clock on Friday night. You'll have a lot of them do that, okay? So that gives them time to get here, get set up, okay, and get to a cooks meeting on Friday night, whereas if you were having it at 5 o'clock on Friday, I'm afraid that you would have, you know, a half a dozen teams or so that would miss that cooks meeting, and you'd have to be having it again with them anyway. So,
what time will the meeting section be taking place on Friday?
It'll be the same as usual. I'll be there, so if people start coming in early on Friday, because I'm usually there from like daylight to dark. So, soon as everybody gets in and starts getting settled in, we'll start meet inspection. I won't hold firm till it's going to be noontime. I'm there, and we don't want any of the cook teams to have to wait, so we want to go ahead and get started. So, you know, we'll do like we normally do and start inspecting meat as soon as people are ready and we're there and set up.
Okay.
And it's still it's the same way as KBCS. I mean, we can pre-trim and all that. I mean, we can just vacuum them down if we trim them and stuff. Or
you can trim them. You just can't inject them with anything. Or prep. You can prep, but you can't do anything to them. They have to be like in their rawest form. You just have to make sure that you have your labels that correspond with your meat. So I can say they're USDA approved. You know, that has to be with them as well. But the teams can go ahead and they can trim up their meat and clean them up, but that's all.
Okay.
Take away, don't add. Is that right, Ms. Jones?
I'm sorry, what?
Take away, but don't add. You take anything away from the meat that you want to, but don't dare add anything to it.
Correct. You can trim it up and get it prepped that way, but you can't add anything to it.
Yep.
Hey, guys, I got to cut in here. I hate to do it, but I got to get ready for work tomorrow morning. But I'm looking forward to seeing y'all, and I'm going to bow out right now. But
Go, do you want them to find you a school that you can go work at Friday so that you can, you know, be your normal routine, come rolling in late?
I usually just kind of wander around. I find something, somebody I can talk to, and, you know, it'll be all right.
Okay,
I'm
just worried about you.
I'm sorry, Rob, but we've had more pool.
Look forward to seeing you, Rob. Be safe getting here.
Me too. Take care, guys.
You're right.
Thanks for calling in, Rob. Well, good deal. Yeah, I mean, I'd say we're the same way, too. I mean, you can trim stuff up, but you can't do any injecting or marinating or, you know, any of that kind of stuff either. So we get into a lot of that. And we actually have one contest up here every now and then. They want to see your sales receipts of your meat that you bought. Wanted the original packages and the whole. Yeah, they wanted the original packages, the whole nine yards, and it's like, they had matter of fact, we had it last year. Actually, if you weren't cooking your stuff right away, they wanted you to put it all in a reefer trailer together. And I thought, that's a new one.
Wow.
So you stored all your meat in a central place, and they had the health department involved in it, and you know how it gets. I mean, at the time you get all the bureaucracies and stuff, and involved in all of it. Needless to say, that contest kind of disappeared and it got reorganized into a different one, and it's a lot better now. They have great contests this year out of it, but that's the only time that I've really ever been to anything really difficult. You're saying to save the label, the packaging label off of it.
Right, keep it with your meat.
Okay. Now, because like some of my meat, I have a sponsor, and they bring it in, you know, they bring in like cases of briskets and stuff, so they're not individually tagged.
The box still has the information on it, right?
Yes,
well,
it
I mean,
does, man.
Box is kind of
Well, that's like your ribs this weekend. Okay, they were cryovac'd and they had the IBC stamp on them. Okay,
that's
and
there.
Your brisket was chiropractic and it had the USDA stamp on it. That's what she's looking for.
Oh, you want to just save the packages? Because, I mean, there's not anything else on there. There's not any kind of
Yeah, the packages that they come in. Yeah, I just have to be able to see that.
Okay. Good enough. So, I was like, a lot of times they don't have any, you know, kind of like sales tags or anything of that nature on it. So
they want to know you're not out there killing a wild pig.
Right, exactly. No, we don't want to think you stopped and picked it up and slaughtered it on the way in. We want to know that you actually, it's been inspected. That's our big thing, so.
Well, I'm not going to tell
you,
that's your New Mexico.
Unless you're going to take the time to take it in and have somebody, like, you know, vacuum bag it for you and approve it.
Well, that might be Rob, because yesterday he had a shirt on that said he cooks his roadkill.
Yeah. That's because he's from Polk County.
Asking about the water situation.
Yes. Mark?
Well, the water situation is this. We live in the desert. Bring your water or buy water. First of all, at the event center that we're going to have, and you'll see that once you get there, okay, to run PVC lines and do all that, even water hoses would be an absolute nightmare. And I'll tell you up front, okay, you Florida folks are probably at a little disadvantage in the water area because most contests we attend out here don't provide water, okay? What we're used to doing is carrying two or three 5-gallon jugs of water with us, you know, to rinse off our utensils and that kind of stuff as we go. So, Mark,
is there no water available there that we could carry from there, or we have to bring our own from elsewhere?
Well, what I would do, okay, there's water available, okay, but as far as running lines to each rig and that kind of stuff, there's
a spigot available that we can take a 5-gallon bucket or something to go get, so we don't have to bring it off.
Yeah, there's access to water that way, okay. And then, like I say, I mean, what I always do is I have water on my rig, you know, two 5-gallon jugs or whatever, and you know, now, you know, there's RV spots, camps, and different stuff in town as far as disposal. You know, as far as filling up with water, yeah, there's ways to get that done. But you know, as far as providing each team water, no, that it looked to me like that would have been a logistical nightmare. Now, what we can do, and I'll let you boys have a vote on this evening, because it's not too late by no means. You know, we can get what I would call potable water. Okay. I mean, because we move a lot of water around in the oil field. I mean, we could have a water truck set out there if you think that would be a benefit.
I think it would.
I agree. Okay. You know, that's what they do at the Royal and stuff. They, you know, they even have one that's on this thing, like a Gator. You know, it's just got a poly tank on it. And, you know.
Now, Mark, we come to a contest. We don't drink water. We drink alcohol.
Well, I understand. That's why I didn't understand the big deal about the water.
Well, we needed to wash our hands, you know, and do some dishes here. But, yeah, that potable water would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, you
got to
have some fresh water when you kill that pig.
we'll look at doing that, okay. You know, first of all, like I say, we got lots of water trucks out here. And, okay, I know there's been folks asked about electricity. Okay, we have the same issue with electricity out here that we had with the water. Okay, but we have found a contractor that's going to provide 47 light plants. Okay, and each one of these light plants will run 3 trailer houses. Okay, out there in the oil field with electricity. So we, you know, as far as I can tell. Okay, we've got enough electricity for 150 teams. Okay, well, right at it. Okay, Rub left, so our school teacher left, but, you know, 4 to 7 times 3 is pretty close to 150. Like I say, so I think we got the electricity covered. Now, what I've been telling every team I've talked to, and I know your situation, Steve, so your situation's a little different, but
yeah.
I've been telling them if you own a generator, bring one, because this is oil field equipment, and, you know, equipment, whether it's oil field equipment or not, okay, you can have failures, okay? And so what I've been telling everybody that's driving and that's close is if you got a generator, bring it, okay? I know I wasn't 3 weeks ago, my generator over there at Lubbock, okay, for whatever reason, it run like a champ, okay, and then it just quit, and it wouldn't run, okay, and as far as gurus and that kind of stuff, okay, I mean, you know, had to pull all them off and cook the rest of the way the old-fashioned way, okay, but that's why I say if you own a generator, bring it, but yeah, we've taken what we think is the necessary steps to ensure that everybody has power, you know, barring some mechanical failure.
Right. Well, this goes back to Lance's comment earlier. How's the rest of New Mexico going to feel when 150 people out there have electricity and none of the rest of New Mexico does?
They're going to see this big bright spot on the satellites, like, man, what's going on in eastern New Mexico?
Right.
Well, you know, if you turned on the lights to every one of them, that would probably be the case. But I don't suspect, you know, those lights, unless you shove them up and set them up, they're really, you know, it's just a generator with lights is basically all it amounts to. And you don't have to run the lights part of it. In fact, that's probably way too much light. But that was that appeared to be the most cost-effective way to provide the power. And boys, when y'all get here, something else. Of course, Rub left, so he's not going to hear this. But we have a person that is going to take a picture of you with your equipment or a view in front of the Lee County Black Gold banner, whatever you're choosing is, of your team, okay? And at the end of the event, that photograph of you will be given to you. The man that's going to take the pictures, he was real expensive. Get him to do that, I asked him what it would take for him to come out and take take pictures of all the teams, and he said, "Mark, he said I'd just like a good hamburger." So, you know,
we'll
I'm gonna
tell
you
Friday night.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you, folks. The one thing I've learned in this deal is just how generous our community can be for this type of event. I mean, like I say, we're giving away $35,000 in prize money total. We're giving away $50,000 in trophies. And we're supporting.
You could have a gentleman that's safe, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, my old buddy Tom Pierce. Becky. Oh, Tom, this was Tom's idea from the get-go, and, you know, he had this dream, and quite frankly, he wanted to bless some charities, you know, with y'all's efforts, and you know, as it turns out, we're going to be helping 8 different charities, you know, no doubt about it. I'm sure he's in heaven smiling down on all of us and smiling down on the fact that, you know, you quality cooks from Florida are coming to bless this event, you know, and you know, we've got Lori. She's going to help a child cook a hamburger, and we got Daryl and And he's coming out to video all of it. We've had a lot of help from Angela Iverson with the FBA and Ms. Sheila Jones, Steve Broom, the FBA supporting us. And I'm proud to announce right here, okay, we have a team from northern New Mexico that's wanting to visit with Ms. Jones and the FBA people while they're down here about doing their contest next year. So, you know, maybe between all of our efforts, we'll pull this off. Everybody will have a good time. And it's something that we can repeat next year. And maybe we can help grow the FBA out here in this part of the world.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, you've sure done a great job, Mark. You've done a great job promoting it. And, I mean, I've seen the trophies. I don't know if the guys have seen it yet. Trophies look amazing. They're going to be really cool, something different. I don't know how they're going to go home on airplanes, though. But I'm sure
yeah.
we can stash them in somebody's vehicle to get them home. But you've done
well,
a great
Jim's
job.
Jim's going to have a trailer, and Dana will have a trailer out there. So they
yeah.
get to be the
was it,
honorary.
Was it charged per mile?
Yeah.
Right.
There you go. There you go. But, well, I mean, you know, I gave a little thought to that, and I almost backed off of what I was doing. But, you know, this is oil field country, and so to me the trophy needed to represent our community. And, yeah, they're probably, you know, 10 to 15 pounds apiece.
Yeah.
Okay, but
we'll find a way to get them here.
Like I say, you know, and the history of these trophies, okay? Well, I'll go ahead and tell you, they're drill bits that have actually drilled oil wells, okay? These bits have gone in the ground, drilled an oil well, come back out, been reconditioned and painted and labeled, okay? And there's 50 of them.
That's
okay?
Cool.
And quite frankly, to me and the committee members, and you know, y'all are thinking me, folks, I've got to tell you, okay, the people we got working on this thing, they all love Tom, okay? Every one of them did, okay? And quite frankly, they stepped up, and they've taken on roles that they're, you know, they wasn't really comfortable in, okay? There ain't none of us ever run a barbecue cook-off. And quite frankly, I'm the only one on this committee that's ever been to a barbecue cook-off before we started this, okay? So y'all keep in mind that the people I got helping me and the volunteers that we've had, okay, now the committee members, you know, now they've attended barbecue cook-offs this season, okay, but you know, they're not barbecue cooks, and they're not experts in running a barbecue contest. And we're probably going to make some mistakes, folks, but we're going to make them, okay, from the standpoint of trying to do everything possible we could think about in the spirit of laying out the red carpet for the barbecue teams.
Good deal. All right, we got another caller in, and then – and then we got a question for Dana. So let me get this caller in, and we're going to ask Dana a question here in a second. 432-213, you're live. Who do we have?
Hey, Lance, it's Matt. How's it going, bud?
Hey, buddy. How are you, man?
Man, good, good. I was just trying to get some of these Florida tips here or something. listening in.
Well, say, you know, and what you need to do is you need to talk to Steve because he's going to be the guy using your assassin cooker. And, you know, you might be able to do some trading there. That's what I'm thinking. You know.
That's fair enough for me.
All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on a few trades myself, you know. And, you know, I don't know if only, we all want to get the information off from the same people. You know, we might want, you know, a couple of different ones. You know, see, and then that way all us less sexist boys can kind of compare notes afterwards and see who was telling the truth and who wasn't.
Exactly. Yeah. It'll be like a poker game.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see who, you know. And then, you know, they're going to get to do the same thing, you know, because they're coming out here to get some brisket tips. And, you know, they're going to get kind of the same thing, too. They'll know afterwards, you know, where they got the good, you know, the good information about brisket and where they got the bad information about brisket.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question. Can you pre-trim like your chicken and stuff before you come up, or does it have, you know, in IBCA we can pre-trim, we just can't inject or marinate or anything.
Yes, you can.
Is that allowed? Or, okay.
But you got to keep the tag or something proof that shows that it was inspected by meat people, you know, USDA, a type deal. So, you know, if you go to your butcher or something like that, I mean, it needs to have some kind of, you know, certification or something on that end of it. And so it's kind of like our brisket, you know, we get from, you know, tech and stuff. I mean, it'll just be a package saying USDA select or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, because that's all the same way. I mean, I'm going to get my chicken out of the way. The rest of it, I'm not too big about. That's not too bad of a deal, but that daggum chicken, I hate having to deal with chicken.
Yeah, me too. I like our half chickens. This other style chicken's a different deal.
Yeah, I'm used to my wife takes care of all the chicken duties, and I certainly miss that aspect of it.
So,
did you
want to
trim my chicken?
What's that, Jim?
Does you want to trim my chicken?
All right.
No, my chicken will be trimmed tomorrow night, and it'll be on a plane with me. So I'll mow stuff in my trailer heading that way right now. So
that's probably what I'm going to do is have Cindy do it, freeze it, and I'll put it in my carry-on.
Yep.
We'll be going through the airport with chicken in our carry-on.
Frozen chicken would be great.
There you go. All right, Dana. Well, here's the question. Is West Virginia coming?
Is West Virginia coming? I don't believe so.
What is Team Unknown going to be there?
Do what?
Is Team Unknown going to be there?
I thought that's what you guys are talking about.
No, I don't think so, Dana. They're actually out in Vegas right now.
Right here how they did.
Oh, you know what? I don't want to derail our conversation, but I'm so proud of my brother. My brother Jeff took his first contest out there with some top hitters. He got a 10th place rib. 42 teams, 20th place chicken, 18th overall. He is so ecstatic.
Oh,
so I'm
my
very
God.
Proud
that's
of him.
Hey, it runs in the blood.
Awesome. Yeah, I guess I can teach him something.
Hey.
He was actually awake for something.
So he's pretty excited. That, and actually, he beat Team Unknown.
Wow.
So
you've been teaching him well, Jim. I think I don't remember where you finished in Venice, Jim, but I know you won fourth because I finished second to you. But I believe he probably took that contest too, considering the condition you were in Thursday night.
Yeah.
See, that's what we like. We like all those good kinds of like this. You know, that's where we are in Texas too. You know, we like giving each other a hard time. And
For sure.
So, play a few jokes and you know, have a good time. Like one of my buddies, I happen to have an air horn mounted on my trailer, my cook trailer, and my buddy set it off at 3 o'clock the other morning at cook off. And matter of fact, Matt's wife, she got a hold of me the next morning. She goes, "You and that damn air horn?" I said, "It wasn't me." I said, "Someone's running around with the remote, and I don't have it." So, I kind of stay in trouble about the air horn thing. So,
well, don't tell Rub about the air horn because I could see Rub honking the air horn, especially on Thursday night at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know, I had some friends show up this weekend, and I didn't. They had walked off, and we were right in the middle of turn-ins and stuff. And they had walked off, and some of my buddies were walking by to turn in their trays, and so I was going to try to get them. And I didn't realize it, but our friends had walked around the corner, and they were leaning up against my trailer in the front. I mean, not 2 foot from where that horn was at when I blew it. And I thought I had given one of them a heart attack. They jumped and screamed, and I was like, oops, that wasn't who I was trying to scare here. I'll throw someone else off their game. And I said, man. So,
well, I think
yeah,
you just gave some
fun.
Florida teams some ideas.
Yeah, we like to have fun. We like to have a good time. I mean, that's our deal. I mean, we're there serious, we're there to cook, and but you know, if we can you know, mess with each other a little bit and have a good time, and then I think several of us are saying Saturday night too. Which I always kind of hear that's when this Elser punch, this pink stuff really flows is on Saturday
well,
night.
Well, that pink drink usually goes good with pizza. So whoever, since it's an FBA contest, our FBA tradition is the grand champion has to buy pizza for everybody that stays Saturday night. So.
I've seen
hopefully
that. Okay.
Hopefully it's one of us. If you know, if not, you know, that'd be great.
Hey, well. I don't know, Mark. Y'all got any pizza over there in eastern New Mexico?
Any pink?
Pizza.
Pizza. Yeah, we got half as many pizza joints as we do Mexican food joints.
There we go. I'd adore some Mexican pizza.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're laughing about that, but yeah, that's available as well. I mean, these folks
yeah,
eat jalapenos on anything.
That's it.
My type of people.
Me too.
I got news for you. I watched some boys the other day putting some of that Cholula's hot sauce on some ice cream.
Well, that's a new one. I have seen it put on ribs in a competition.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I have seen that, and I've watched some judges get, you know, fired up a couple times over some stuff like that, you know. It was kind of like that old deal with old, who was it, old Greer that time on Pitmasters, you know, that dumped all the cayenne in there when they were having a rib shoot out at a Triggs' house, you know. They're like, well, hell, I ain't going to win anyway, so I'm going to fix some judges up a little bit.
And then it ruined for the next person in line to be judged.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was done.
No, boys, and Miss Jones and Miss Frazee, when we started this, we was giving $30,000 in barbecue, and we was giving $3,750 in steak, and we was giving $1,000 long as stove. Well, I got to doing the math on that, and we was about $250 short, okay, of giving a total of $35,000. So I talked to the committee members, and I proposed us giving a $250 DAL award in the overall, okay, because, quite frankly, we got a team or two here in Hobbs that are going to enter that have never entered a cook-off in their life.
Just
okay, and to encourage them boys not to quit on competition cooking because, quite frankly, there's some serious cooks going to be here, as y'all have already surmised, okay? I figured we'd give a DAL award to whoever finishes in that position in the barbecue cook-off. Okay, more as a deal of, you know, y'all don't in competition. And you was in an elite field, enter somewhere else. And essentially, that's giving them their entry feedback. So I thought I'd bring that up to y'all tonight so when that happened, y'all wouldn't be totally surprised about it.
No, that's fine.
Well, hey, I might be in line for that one.
Well, you turned it over to your... couple turn-ins later, don't cook something, you'll be right in line for $250.
Well, that's the other half of it, okay. The other reason I added that is, you know, there's been a time or two I felt like I earned that DAL award, and, you know, I was thinking of myself, even though I'm not entered.
Hey, I have one special request. Can you park Sweet Smoke Q next to an ice truck?
So that, I got you better than that right there, brother.
Why an ice truck, Dana?
Well, so that you don't have ice to make pink drinks with.
I know. I never carry ice. Yeah, I need to change that.
We're never
short
on vodka or the rest of the stuff. We're just short on ice.
I always forget the most, the ice. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, Dana, I can hear, because how many times have you said, hey, let me get a pink drink? Oh, do you have any ice? Yeah, okay, then I'll make a pink drink.
Well, I'm trying to cover that.
I don't have a freezer in my trailer. I got a big commercial fridge and with no freezer, so.
I've got a freezer.
What I got for you boys is I've got 15 golf carts with junior college athletes in the golf cart. Okay, they'll bring you ice when you need it and to haul off your trash when you need it. And each one of those athletes will be assigned to 3 to 4 teams, and they will kind of be like your servant, okay? If you need a ride to the turn-in area, they'll give you a ride to the turn-in area. If you need ice, they'll fetch that for you, haul your trash off. You know, now when you boys cut your product to turn in and you want somebody to taste it, you can bounce it off them kids if you want to. But other than that, you know, we don't need to be feeding the public.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I speak for Dana or Jim, but I probably do, but at 2:30, if those boys want to eat, they can surely come to my pit and eat whatever
they can.
They
can have every bit of my, you know, all my leftovers.
Yep, that goes here too.
Yep. Well, like I say, you know, we just need to take care of them junior college kids. You know, they're, and I'll raise that at the cooks meeting. You know, don't be afraid to, you know.
Mr. Bateman, you know, we can also, from the grazing, when after the competitions, each one's over, from the grazing table, you can take as much as you want for your volunteers as well.
Well, that's real nice of you. The one thing that we do need to do, and I'll bring it up at the cooks meeting as well, is you'll have lots of folks come through there looking and you know, from the community. And I can't emphasize it enough, we cannot give them food or sell them food because of the health situation. And quite frankly, in order to keep the health department out of our business, okay, that's something we've got to toe the line on. Now, as far as taking care of them junior college kids, I don't mind doing that, okay? But we got to be real cautious with people coming up. I don't have any samples, you know what I'm saying, because the health process that we would have to put everybody through is a real pain in the hiney, and I didn't want to get involved in that. And we have vendors that are going to be selling food, all different types of food, including barbecue. And so if you get somebody off the street that's not your junior college athlete asking you for food, you'll be able to point them in the direction of the vendors, and we'll have all the vendors in one location.
Yeah, that's not a problem with that.
Trying to think what else.
And also, Mark, are we donating a brisket or pork to the local charity?
As part of your entry fee, the plan we have from that, okay, is you won't have to turn that brisket in. It'll be picked up by that junior college athlete. You're going to turn your brisket in at 2:00, and you've got till 3:00 to have your steak cooked. Sometime between 2 and 3 o'clock, that junior college athlete's going to come pick up your cooked, donated brisket. Okay, so you don't have to worry about turning that in or any of that. It'll be picked up at your campsite. And I've got the 3 charities that are going to receive that cooked meat are supposed to be there, you know, right at 3:00. We'll take a picture of them standing there with all that piled up meat. Okay. And,
do you want it sliced, or does it need to be whole?
No, just leave it whole, Lance. So just
okay.
If you cook that brisket and wrap it up in tinfoil, okay, then what we'll do is we'll send junior college by with aluminum pans. You can place that cooked brisket in an aluminum pan, and they'll haul it to the central location, and that way you're not. You know, you're not slicing, you're not doing anything with it. You can leave the point on it if you want to. Just send it in whole. Make it as easy on yourself as possible.
Now, Mark, I recall in the application you could either do a brisket or like a pork shoulder.
Yes, or you could do it. Yes, sir, you could do a pork butt if you would prefer.
Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure. So we don't even have to. We don't have to trim it. Just give it to them whole.
No. Just give it to them whole. Just cook it like you would if you was cooking it at the house. In other words, you don't have to. You don't have to cut it and trim it as though you were going to put it in a box. Just cook a nice old brisket, season it however you want to. If you don't feel like putting that high dollar injection in it, then no, you don't have to do that either, okay? What we're trying to do is we've got Isaiah's Kitchen that feeds some folks that, you know, are less fortunate. And then we have Humphrey House, and Humphrey House takes care of kids that have really been either neglected or abused. Okay, and then we have Manna Outreach. We have people that travel through here, like the car breakdown, that be stuck here for 2 or 3 days. Okay, they'll take them in and give them a place to stay and feed them for 3 days. And we're going to split those cooked briskets up amongst them three organizations. That's what Tom Pierce's wishes were.
Okay. I haven't read the rules, and I didn't catch that. Are we providing the brisket? Is that what you said?
Yes.
For a pork
butt. Yeah, you can do a pork butt. You can do a pork butt or a brisket. Okay, either one. Do a pork butt or a brisket, and like I say, that need that ready sometime between 2 and 3 o'clock. We'll swing by and pick that up, and that meat's going to go right straight to a central gathering point. When it's all gathered up, we'll take a picture, and then those three charities will take that to their freezer freezer or whatever they're going to do, and we will have helped them for quite some time, actually.
Right.
Some other things we're doing, okay, of course, y'all seen the flyers, okay, your $200 entry fee, $100 of that's going to the Head Start program here in Hobbs, and the other $100 is going to Teen Court. If you entered the steak cook-off, we have 100% of those proceeds going to primarily elderly folks in our community that can't afford their insulin or their needles that are diabetics, and because that's what ended up costing my buddy his life. Then we found out that we have some kids that are not eating properly on the weekends. I've noticed Dana's doing this down in his neck of the woods, and they call ours WHI Weekend Hunger Initiative. And we've got jumpers, and we've got the fire department's bringing out a safe house to teach kids about, you know, what to do in case of a fire. We have the police coming to do the fingerprinting if a parent wants that. In that kids area, your child will be allowed to play in that kids area all day for $5. Okay, play as long as they want to. Well, every penny of that in that kids activity is going to WHI to buy Beanie Weenies and Pop-Tarts and that kind of stuff for their Weekend Hunger Initiative. So,
wow.
The deal of it is, like I say, and then, you know, if you count the special needs children that we're going to try to help on Friday night cooking that hamburger, that's 8 different organizations we're helping with this one cook-off. And I'll go ahead and announce it now. There's going to be a 9th one because I got to take that stupid ice bucket challenge. Okay, and so I figure the old Lee County Black Gold, I'll get some of you famous cooks and I'll let y'all dunk me with a stinking ice bucket at some point or another during that weekend. And we can beat our chest a little bit that we actually helped 9 charities at one event.
Very cool.
Hey, Janet wants to know, do we need to bring long johns or winter jackets?
You don't need to bring long johns or winter jacket, okay? I would tell you, Janet.
Mark, let me stop you for a second.
Venus in South Florida, when it gets below 70 degrees, they wear long johns down there.
Yep, you better bring them then, because they might get into the 50s at night.
Well, it could get It could get down in the mid 50s at night. There's no doubt about that. You know, some of the boys were talking about, oh man, how hot it's going to be there, and I said, well, I've ordered up 80 degree weather. Okay, well, the forecast as of right now shows about 78 on Friday. With possible rain, okay, but you folks in Florida, what y'all call rain, what we call rain is two different things, okay? You know, we generally get 6 inches a year whether we need it or not. So if it does rain, you know, you think that's drizzle, okay?
We got 6 inches today.
On 80, it'll probably be 82 on Saturday. Okay, with a slighter chance of rain. So, really and truly, weather-wise, it's going to be pretty good. But for Ms. Janet's sake, I would be real honest with you. It's not unusual for it to get down when the temperatures are down like that in the daytime. This lot will get down to 58 before sunbreak. And so what I've been telling everybody, at least bring a light jacket, especially if you're going to be outdoors tending a fire or anything like that, between 3 and daylight with a slight breeze, it can feel cold. I had me a dose of that this weekend over in Lubbock. I was outside, and quite frankly, about 6:15, I threw my hands up, went to the pickup, and started up the heater.
I drove home yesterday evening with the heater on, actually. I was pretty cool by the time it got down in the 50s here last night, and it was nice to get it knocked the fuel off.
I would pack at least a light jacket. I'll be real honest with you. As far as long johns, from South Florida, I understand what Steve's
you might have to get an Eskimo coat and bring it.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny thing is, I just took my, before my trailer left this morning, I took my jacket out of my trailer. I'm like, I don't need this. I don't need it all summer. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to the desert. I don't need a jacket.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
It's still summertime.
Well,
we still have 90 plus degrees here.
Yeah. See, that's something with the desert that a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, we get hot during the day, but at night it can get just as cold. I mean, it cools off. We don't normally have a lot of humidity and stuff, and so it'll cool off, and, I mean, it can just plumb get cold.
To give y'all an idea, okay, it was 104 here Wednesday.
Who?
Oh, my God.
Okay. It was 104 here Wednesday, okay, but then Friday morning at 6:15 in the morning, I was needing a coat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So as far as telling y'all how to pack, okay, I'd have my shorts and my T-shirt handy. Okay, but I'd also have my light jacket handy.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been in Vegas in June and dying for 3 days in the heat. And then the day we're leaving, wake up, and it's 60-something degrees in the morning. It feels like a fall day. So the desert is definitely a strange place.
That's exactly right.
You just never know. Yeah. So, all right, we got one more caller in because I think Keith's going to be able to answer some questions. Angela was asking me online, so let me key them in here real quick. Yeah,
hey,
there,
what's going on?
Yeah, hey, man. Well, we're got all the guys and gals in from the FBA tonight, and we've had Dana and Rub. I think them are both off now. I think Jim's still in. Lori's still around. One of the questions was that. Are you still there? Okay. I got so many new numbers here, and you Florida people have, like, you almost have, like, 15 different area codes.
Four more.
Yeah. I mean, they don't even make sense. I mean, some of them that, you know, because we have some two numbers over here in Texas, and y'all have some of that over there, it looks like, and threes. And one of those was that Angela was asking when would on Friday, when would the team start being, when will you start interviewing teams and stuff?
We're going to start interviewing teams as they come in, as soon as we're set up. So I've already talked to some teams that are expecting to come over and interview with us. But we'll be in full force for noon, about noon 30.
On Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're actually going to do some stuff in Hobbs on Thursday and early Friday, like some background of Hobbs, just little interest things. So we're going to actually do some filming in the community, too.
Well, there you go. Yeah, like I said, we used to go over to Hobbs a lot when I was in school and stuff. Like I said, they were one of our big rivals when I was in school. And Hobbs has really changed since I was a kid. It's a whole different world now.
Yeah, well, you know, going so far out from the Florida thing, it just made sense to experience a little bit of the community. So we're going to try to do that Thursday afternoon and Friday morning.
Okay.
Wonderful. We'll be proud to show off the finer points of Hobbs. And you know, there's some things about our community I think folks would find fascinating. Lance mentioned basketball. Quite frankly, we've had a legendary basketball team. In fact, my brother and I teamed up, and we sent the old Hobbs Eagles out to a tournament there in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, several summers back, and they competed in a round-robin tournament out there and had a ball, and kids from Hobbs, some of them, it was their first time ever on an airplane. It was definitely all of them's first time to see the beach, and I run into some of them kids occasionally, and it's an experience they still carry with them today. And, also, too, y'all know you don't like paying gas prices, but, you don't really understand what all goes into making an oil well and how many families it takes in order to produce one. And that's something that I think you'll find interesting.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it, and we're excited to be out there filming the teams, both FBA and our newfound Western barbecue folks. So it'll be fun. It'll be a blast. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. And, Dana, I'm excited you're going out. I didn't realize you were coming out, so that'll be a good time, too.
I appreciate that. We said if we got drawn for the jack, we're not going to make that trip. Well, Janet had already promised Mark that we were coming. We got drawn for the jack, and we celebrated so much getting drawn for that. We said we're going to Hobbs anyways. We're looking forward to the trip.
Nice.
What we're really looking forward to, or myself personally, the FBA is a great bunch of people. We got a great bunch coming out there, and I can't wait to meet everybody and spread the FBA love. It's going to be a good time, man. We're excited.
Hey, Dana, did you say you're leaving on Tuesday?
Yeah, we're going to leave early Tuesday. Well, we're going to leave tomorrow night, but I still got too much to do before I can get out of here.
Okay, I might have to get with you on maybe throwing some stuff on your trailer, if that's all right with you.
Call me tomorrow.
Yeah, I will.
Little trailer now.
Yeah, because we've downsized trailers, and we're pretty full, but I'll help you any way I can, Steve. You know that.
All right, no problem. I appreciate it.
Just call me tomorrow afternoon sometime.
I will do it.
Daryl, you're going to have your hands full, buddy. You're going to have a heck of an all-star lineup on this deal.
Yeah, that's the whole reason I kind of pushed to put this together on your show. Because FBA's got a lot to offer. I mean, it's going to be a really great experience for the IBCA and the teams out there. And then it's going to be good for the Texas teams to actually compete with these guys and see what kind of quality product they're putting out. You know, we talk about Dana Hillis, Rug Bagby, Jim Elser, Matt Barber, Blitzkrieg Barbecue, Budmeister. I don't know who all's going down the list, but those boxes them guys are turning in will blow your mind. And I think the IBCA teams need some exposure to just that top quality excellence that's on Florida Barbecue Association. And I know you've probably seen some of it at the American Royal, but I don't think the nation understands what these guys are doing in Florida. But I guarantee you, Dana would let you just look at his chicken box. You'd stand back and scratch your head for 5 minutes and say, holy shit, how the hell did he do that?
Hell, I'm just not proud. How am I going to eat a piece of chicken in a box?
Well, I've never seen anything but a pitcher. I haven't seen it in real life, but I hope that there'll be some transition period in the IBCA and they can bring the quality of their barbecue up to the kind of standard that the FBA's gotten. I'm not trying to down the IBCA. I feel like the IBCA has sort of been out in its own world. They haven't really mixed up with the rest of the barbecue world to the extent that the rest of the barbecue world has. Dana's been all the way to Las Vegas. Dana's been to, and I'm talking about damn near dominated the shit, you know. And
well, you know,
so
they've
had a lot of cross training, huh?
You know, us out here in West Texas, you know, we just have Chickenville, you know, so. You know, it's really too bad that we can't throw quail into the equation here because, you know, we just throw in eight full quail.
Eight full quail.
Give you some miniature half chicken there, by God.
You know.
As a matter of fact, I'm telling
think,
someone
you know,
to do that. We can get a hold of it. We can get a hold of it fresh. And I'm telling someone to do that. Turn in a box with a quail in.
How many quail breasts can you fit in a box?
Oh, I'm talking. I mean, you can. I bet we could get 10 half quails in there.
I
know,
guess I'm
going to
get my game plan on.
Yeah, you can get them with, you can get some drumstick and whole 9 yards on them. Fully jointed.
Is it quail season out there?
No. Well, it's pretty close, but we do have stores here that carry quail.
Dove season opened up this weekend, and that's
yeah.
why it's raining. So, it did. It opened up this weekend, but that's why it's
yeah,
raining.
Yeah.
Them boys can't go hunt them because they're not going to fly into the three ponds we got in this state.
There you go. So
it sounds like it's going to be an exciting time for the reps, too.
I think
we
so.
We won't dig in too bad.
Hey, I tell you what's going to be a trip is a judge box having like Ernest Cervantes box sitting beside Dana, sitting beside Moe's, sitting beside Rug Bagby. Could you imagine those four boxes being on the same table and you being a table captain or a judge, you know, throwing all three of them? You know, they're all three going to be four totally different. And I mean, that's going to be something to have those four boxes beside each other, possibly, you know?
That'll be fine with me. You can put those four together and just put mine in a different table.
Yeah, and mine too. Put mine totally separate too.
Yeah, put mine and Jim's on separate tables.
I'm glad it's a blind judging.
See there? My golly. We can jazz this deal up a little bit, and said it'd be the first time it happened in New Mexico, you know, broken FBA correctly.
Well, I know you got Sheila and Frank coming out. Who else is coming out?
Lauren and Steve Brom.
Oh man, you got some of the best. You're gonna love these people. They're my favorite.
Well, they've been a pleasure to work with. I'll tell you that. You know, first time contest, FBA has held our hand from day one. You know, they've made sure that, you know, we knew what they were going to need to provide the quality judging. you know, and they've answered a lot of questions that have come up that I would have never thought of. You know, like I say, I couldn't be prouder that we chose them. And quite frankly, you know, I'd never heard of the FBA. I heard of the FBA on this show back in January. Okay, Daryl Master was on there, and he was promoting, you know, he was promoting, you know, fair and honest judging and openness in the judging room. If he wanted to carry one of his cameras in there, and you know, he kind of steered me toward FBA a little bit, and we had not pitched the sanctioning body at that time, and so we were analyzing KCBS, we were analyzing IBCA, and I took a look at FBA, and quite frankly, it fit what we were wanting to do. And what we were wanting to do from day one, Tom Pierce and myself, was we were wanting to have a contest that would spoil the cooks. Okay, so, you know, Tom, he got out and made the prize money happen. Okay, prize money's, you know, been in great shape for a long time. That was his strength. But I talked to him about the judging aspect of it. He explained it to him. He said, Mark, you're the barbecue cook. You pick the judges, and, you know, you want to sanction it. And quite frankly, the attitude that we got when we contacted the FBA, about possibly coming out here, they were excited, okay, that we would even consider them. But then second of all, okay, the way the FBA rules are fits the West Texas cook better than other sanctioning bodies as far as giving them a scorecard, you know, nothing in the box but meat, and 1 hour turn-in time. So it looked to me like, you know, while, yeah, the rules are a little different, okay, you cook your chicken different, okay, and you have one extra piece in the box if they've ever gone to KCBS, okay, those are minor details. Well, you know, minor details, okay, compared to, you know, I just felt like the attitude I got from FBA day one fit what we were trying to do. Okay, yeah, we're going to follow the rules, boys. Okay, but, okay, we're going to do everything we can to help y'all follow the rules. Instead of, okay, we're going to follow the rules and it's my way or the highway. I did not get that attitude from FBA, okay? It fit what we were wanting to do, and it fits our community, okay? We want everybody to compete. We've got rules, and we're going to go by them, okay? But, you know, come to the judges class if you're unsure about what the rules are. And we're not going to charge you to come to the judges class, okay? We're putting the team rules in every goodie bag. Okay, we're going to answer all the questions to the best of our ability, and that's the attitude that we got from the FBA day one. Ms. Jones, Angela Iverson, you know, they've helped us all the way through this contest, and quite frankly, I'm probably more proud that we have another New Mexico contest wanting to visit with them about sanctioning their event than they are, probably. I'm excited that, you know, I'm taking the chance. And like I say, I've got to give Daryl some credit, okay? Had I not happened to have been on that show that night and had Daryl not mentioned the FBA, okay, I'm out here in New Mexico, okay? I'm not looking at the scoring results in the FBA regular. But once we made the decision, you betcha. I feel like I know who Dana Hillis is and Rub Bagby is and Jim Elsler is and you know, Matt Barber and you know, Steve Smith and you know, I mean, I've been watching y'all's tournaments, your contests every week, as though I was going to compete in it. And I'm just so excited. Okay, it speaks well, too, of the FBA. How many of you fine folks are planning on making the journey out here? Okay, not only supporting us, but, you know, you're supporting FBA, and I think it's a beautiful thing.
Well, we're excited about it.
You're part of this big family now, brother.
Absolutely. No, I like I said, I mean, I'm the same way. I mean, yeah, I mean, we had this, you know, and it seems like it's been almost a year since we've had all this talk, and this all kind of, you know, conceived and stuff, and Daryl brought it up, and you know, it just kind of blew up. It was right in the beginning of the BSPN stuff, and you know, it's been one of the most anticipated contests that we've had out here all year for a lot of people. I mean, everybody just everybody's looking forward to it, and you know, it's a different sanctioning body than, you know, all of us were cooked in for, you know, for the most part out here. And you know, I don't know, it's just you know, I think it's kind of a neat deal. I mean, you know, you're getting people all the way from Florida come out to eastern New Mexico, west Texas, and cook with us, and you know, that's what I'd say too. I mean, you guys are all part of the family, and I appreciate everybody coming on the show tonight and taking time out to, you know, come on, kind of talk about everything, and you know, looking forward to those pink drinks, Elser. And
there'll be plenty. We won't run out for sure.
Hey guys,
as long as we got ice in the desert.
I got
ice. We'll have
Hey guys, I got to run. My 12-hour journey is ending here in a few moments. I'm getting ready to get out of this vehicle and end my trip from Memphis now. So, I appreciate it. All right,
yes,
Dan,
sir.
See
thank
you, Dana.
You.
Thanks, Lance. Thanks, Mark. Lori.
Thank you.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, see you later.
You know, one thing I'd like to throw in here is we've got a big opportunity. Not only is a stage set for a huge national contest, and if you think about even the American Roll and the Jack Daniels, I mean, we're going to have a very diverse national drawing there. And then I'm going to bring in television. I mean, if people would help me set it up with the names, you know, we need the big names to come on so we can set up the awards. And we want to try to make the awards as big a deal as we can, because this doesn't happen every day. And we might be able to start a grand tradition here where, just like the Augusta Nationals, Hobbs, New Mexico can become an Augusta National of barbecue, where everybody knows what the deal is. It's a huge, high-profile event. We could draw a lot of economic impact in, and people can anticipate FBA, Dana Hillis, and Rug Bagby, and that bunch coming in alongside of IBCA. And I believe a man, Ronnie Waite, might show up, who's won the IBCA 7 years in a row. And he's leading by way over 250 points in the IBCA, since we have public knowledge of what they're. So Ronnie Wade versus Dana versus Rub versus Mo Kayson versus, holy shit, top that. So, you know, everybody plug in. Let's put it out there and see if we can get some public reaction to real barbecue competition, because that's what's been happening the last 4 years. And this ain't going to be a setup. This is going to be the real deal. These are real teams paying big money to pull in, vying for that big championship and that prize money. And hats off to the whole Hobbs bunch that raised all that money. And I just want to try to start a tradition and get something going big for the FBA. Maybe one of these days we could change this thing into a world championship.
There you go. Well, there's definitely money down in that part of the world.
They got a lot of money to spend.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much of it you heard, Daryl. We're giving away $50,000 in trophies.
$50,000 in just trophies?
Yes, sir. On top of the $35,000 in cash.
Are they cars or what is it?
We're giving away 50 $1,000 trophies.
Oh, okay. 50 $1,000 trophies.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Wow. Holy cannoli. My God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you probably didn't hear this, okay? We've lined up a bank that's going to hold all the money, okay? They're going to hold all the money, and they're going to open the bank up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Hobbs police is going to escort a black Hummer limo that's going to be staffed with United States Marine Corps color guards.
Holy shit.
To escort that money out to the event center with the sirens blowing.
Dang.
Like I say, we're going to try to put on a show for you barbecue superstars, one that you can be proud of.
Yeah, we're going to film that. I got to get down to you guys to find out what all is going on Thursday so we can get down on some of this.
The part to me that's most important is that we get that video of that special queue going on Friday night, because I would really love for our what I think is an inaugural effort, okay, for that to go worldwide, where we kind of create a special Olympics barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got it. I'll have the cameras blazing.
Miss Laurie said y'all wanted to do a little filming of Hobbs in the community itself. As you well know, I sent you the message. And Mayor Hobbs wants to be sure and visit with you, as does the county manager. And they want to visit, you know, they want to visit with you on the camera and off the camera. Is there anything else that we need to prearrange for you?
No, I tell you, the only thing I really think you ought to do is you ought to give all the FDA teams a lot of respect for driving 1,500, 2,000, 2,300 miles. And you're going to get lucky to have access to what they got going on. And it's not just the way they prep their meat and everything. It's the rubs and sauces. I mean, Dana's got world-class rubs and sauces. Jim Elser has got his own super line of everything. Rug Bagby's got, and I'm talking about worldwide, top-notch, the best stuff that's in the world. And you guys are actually going to get access to that. So give them good electric. Give them good power. Try to support and take care of them and thank them for being willing to spend that much damn money to come out there, because this is going to be a mixing of cultural differences that I think is going to change barbecue a lot, especially out Texas way. It's going to have a huge influence, and we're really lucky. It's just God working and magic happened. That's the only reason we got this thing set up, and all the credit to the FBA teams that they decided to go ahead and pull down and pull out. And credit to you, Mark Bateman. You know, the way this thing started and originated, you know, it's crazy, though. That fellow was sick. You know, he's passed away now. You got it thrown kind of on you. But look at all the good that came out of it. Look at you know, how substantial what got set up. It's just the whole thing's a miracle. And if you guys continue with this contest, you watch in 5 years, Hobbs will have a whole bunch of more businesses, and there'll be a lot more people living there, and the profile of Hobbs, New Mexico, will rise in the desert, and these guys are going to start moving out there and economic development and help and change. And, you know, 100 years from now, if it's a big city, people look around, well, there was this guy named Mark Bateman, and he decided to start this barbecue contest, and it just changed the whole outlook of the city. And I think the potential is there, and we're definitely going to try to put enough television on it to really get it out deep across the country, across the world. And God knows what will happen by the time Sunday morning rolls around, but it's going to be exciting just to be a part of it. You know, it's going to be fun to be a part of.
It's going to be a hoot, I can tell you that, especially if them pink drinks get to flowing. And Jim got them pink drinks happening. I don't think I've ever drank a pink drink. And the only
Mark's
thing about,
love
about
it.
That
you
pink
love it,
drink deal, from what I've been reading, Jim, is I've done everything I could to twist Miss Connie's arm into coming out, but she said she couldn't make it. I think she's a true connoisseur of the pink
yeah.
drink.
Yeah, she's bummed that she couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Well, we call her Connie Cabo Washam.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, I mean, you know, it is. It's going to be a neat, you know, you're going to have more diversity, you know, in a smaller contest than probably you ever see in most contests ever. I mean, you know, kind of two different sides of the world, you know, almost, you know, mixing it up, you know, and, you know, it will be interesting. I mean, you got, you know, just what you kind of got, everybody said earlier, you know, you guys want to learn brisket, and this guy's out here, you know, we want to cook more pork, and so, you know, that's what it may be down to, and that's going to become an interesting contest, so I'm looking forward to it, and I'm just glad, and I'm really appreciative of everybody coming on tonight and taking the time to come out and, you know, just kind of have a talk. And you know, I kind of call this the pregame meeting tonight. That's what I'm going to say this was. And I think we had a good time.
Well, thanks for having us.
Well,
I sure appreciate it. Hey, Mark Hobbs, New Mexico, is going to have an economical impact by Daryl Mass being there. You need to go out and eat with him because I've never seen a man eat so much food in my life.
Let's go eat some fish.
It ain't no problem. If we're going to eat fish, I'm telling you this, if we're going to eat fish, y'all better bring it with you. Now, that's something we ain't got.
Well, I think what he needs is some good red enchiladas, you know, good old-style, New Mexico-style enchiladas and some nice, you know, you know what happened to you the next morning when you want the ice cream.
Yes, sir. We fix him up with all the Mexican food he wants, but if y'all want fish, I advise you to bring it.
Mark, I was out fishing on the Gulf of Mexico yesterday, and I got some fresh grouper I'll bring just for you, buddy.
Oh, you're the man. I'm going to tell you this. Me and my wife laugh about it. Now, she had never been back south, okay, before she married me, okay, and she thought fish was Long John Silver's. So now, you know, we'll get to craving, and she'll say, well, honey, you want any fish-like substance, okay, because she now knows that, you know, that there's a whole different brand of fish, and it's really good, you know. And,
well, we'll bring you some that was swimming yesterday.
Well, that'd be wonderful, man. We look forward to y'all getting here and for, you know, y'all please be getting careful. Be careful getting here, you know, and like I say, y'all travel safe. We want all y'all to get here, and, of course, we want you to return home safe. And hopefully you'll get, you know, get your share of the black gold, but also, too, my hope is that when you drive off from Hobbs, you say, you know what, that place ain't much to look at, but, boy, them folks, they sure tried to do it right, you know. And that's what our goal is that when y'all drive off, you will have felt welcome and you will have felt that we as a community done everything we could to make your stay pleasurable.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Well, listen, everybody, enjoy being on the show. Safe travels, everybody, and I'll talk to you all soon. I'll see you all this weekend.
All right, see you
okay.
Then.
All right, is everybody still there?
I'm here.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Daryl, when are you going to get here?
Well, I'm going to leave Wednesday morning. I should be there sometime Thursday morning. And we'll be ready to go as soon as we get there. Me and Lori's going to try to get together and do some filming of Hobbs, New Mexico, so we can uncover Hobbs. Everybody can see what Hobbs looks like, and what y'all got going on there, and then come out and hang out with y'all down at the center and get some live stream going. And I'm just really excited about the whole nine yards and everything. And I don't know. Uh-oh, Lance is calling me. Hold on just a second.
Did we lose Jim?
No, I'm still here if you can hear me.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you. Jim Mouse, are you still there?
I'm still here. You want me to leave? I can go.
No, the only thing I was wondering about is you going to bring the Sweet Smoke Q out to the desert?
Yes, I am. I'm going to hopefully get those desert teams to, if they're not using it now, hopefully I give them the sample and teach them how to use it and make them a juice head.
Imagine if those teams start using your brisket injection.
What's that?
Can you imagine if all them Texas teams start using your brisket injection?
Well, there has been several Texas teams using it right now. So I mean,
already is.
Yeah, a few. You know, so.
Okay.
Hopefully, it'll be all good.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, guys, I'm gonna have to hit the road, and I'll see whoever's on the we'll see. I'll be there on Thursday evening.
Okay,
all
Jim.
Right.
Look forward to shaking hands with you, buddy.
All right, thanks, Mark and Daryl. We'll see you later, and I don't know if Lance or anybody else is there, but thanks for having me on, and we'll see you on Thursday.
We'll see you all later.
You still there, Daryl?
Yeah, Mark. Man, you excited?
I'm jacked up. The beautiful thing is we've got all the major stuff taken care of, and we worked on details this weekend for the judging room, and all that appears to be taken care of. All the trophies are ready. These trophies, Daryl, are drill bits that have actually drilled oil wells.
Wow.
They have actually been in the ground and drilled an oil well. Okay, they sell for $1,000 a piece.
Wow.
We took and we painted them. And then we bought labels for them that shows, barbecue or shows steak cook-off. The trophies for the overall are pump jacks that actually are battery operated. They go up and down like a pump jack out here that produces oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That is cool. That's very representative of Texas and New Mexico oil.
The $30,000 barbecue money, okay, is split up just like we told the FPA, but each category, like chicken 10th place, that money is in a bank bag, okay, and the bank bag is stuffed, okay, with a bubble wrap so that it swole up like, what I'm saying, like you had dug a bunch of gold out of the ground. Okay, I mean, that's the kind of bags they are.
Wow, that is cool.
Like I said,
that was a lot of work putting that together.
Yeah, it's been a lot of work. There's a lot of expense to it, okay? Each one of those bank bags are labeled with Lee County Black Gold Barbecue on the outside of them.
Man, you put all that together.
Yeah, we have put it together. I think I could. There ain't no way one man could have done all this by himself. I've got probably six key people that have helped in every bit of it, and, we've used their talents. Now, as far as seeing Hobbs, like I say, I've got the mayor and the county manager lined up to talk to you off the K camera by
we're on the air right now. Let's not put that out there. Let's talk about that in private. But I'm just really, really excited about heading out there, and I'm really excited about the man. I tell you, Mark, this whole championship is a big miracle. I'm just proud.
When you think about Daryl, when you think about what's the odds of me being on Lance's program the same night you happen to be on Lance's program. Okay, with the fact that I didn't want to have anything to do with ever running a contest, okay, and Tom's dream of wanting to have a world-class event, okay, and bringing in some big-name cooks, okay, and quite frankly, we've met every goal that Tom had. Okay, and the people I've got helping me, okay, run this event, every one of them, okay, had feelings
toward what?